Today, I rediscovered the beauty of Audio Boom. I wanted to create a bunch of small sound bites, basically me saying that this is a letter, and then the letter says this sound, and giving a child time to repeat that back so that I could take that recording and put it into a QR code and make it into a center. So I knew Audio Boom could do it. It was just a question of refiguring out how the website works since I haven't been on it in a couple of years. So I did what I'm doing now, which is just using my voice memos on my phone. And I could notate what it was, what I wanted, and upload it right to Audio Boom. And I just kind of created my account through Twitter. I'm not really a podcaster, so I didn't get super involved with it, but it hosts my audio files for free. So, and I mean, I'm not going to be talking for hours on end. So this was perfect. So then I was able to, and once I uploaded the audio, I was actually able to create a QR code right there. Audio Boom gives me that ability to embed or tweet or, you know, a Facebook or QR code. It was perfect. It was 100% exactly what I needed, which is why I'm recommending it now, just right here on my blog, which I've also neglected once I got back into the classroom. But that's my goal for the new year, at least a post a month, just getting back into the saddle. And maybe Audio Boom is going to be a little bit, make it a little bit easier for me. I can do a little more verbal and a little bit of typing as well. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm really excited about what it has to offer and the amazing ways it can be beneficial to teachers and to students in all reality.